The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome, marhaba, khushamdi, ji ayanu, ahlan wa salam, part 2 success transmission. Today, inshallah, azza wa jal, we will discuss a topic called End of the Evil Oppressors, zalimo ka anjaam. Ji, bahut important topic hai. Aaj kal log zulm karte hain, but they don't realize iske consequences kya hain aur iska end kya hai. We'll start inshallah with the blessing of Durood-e-Pak and inshallah phir uske baad tilawat-e-Quran hogi aur inshallah kalam bhi sunenge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever writes salat upon me in a book, angels will continue to make istighfar, seek forgiveness for him as long as my name remains in it. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, ہمارے عدیل بھائی آج جو ہے وہ قرآن پاک کی تلاوت کریں گے.
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله سبحان الله
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله لم يأتي نذيرك في تجھ کو شہید و
راہ پڑا جانا
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Sometimes man wastes his hereafter in the greed of gaining the wealth and the position, status in this mortal world, even though the world is beyond his reach. Does he deserve humiliation in this world and painful punishment in the hereafter? That's why the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the love of the world is the root of all evil. اور اس کی ایک بہت بڑی مثال جو ہے, عبرتناک مثال, یزید اور یزیدیوں کے لشکر کی ہے. انہوں نے دنیا کی لالچ میں, دنیا کی تما, دنیا کے تخت, دنیا کی لالچ میں انہوں نے کیا کیا, اور جو کیا اور جو اس پہ خوش بھی ہوئے تھے ان کا انجام دنیا والوں نے بھی دیکھا اور آخرت میں بھی بہت خطرناک ہے. انشاءاللہ آج ہم اس ٹاپک پہ چلیں گے کہ یزیدیوں کا انجام کیا ہوا, یزید کا انجام کیا ہوا, اور اس کے ساتھ ساتھ یہ جو ظلم کرتے ہیں ان کا انجام کیا ہوتا ہے. انشاءاللہ ول سٹارٹ ود آور حافظ کلیم مدنی انشاءاللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سید صاحب, all oppressors, no matter which area they're in, they will eventually be dealt with. This is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those who oppress others, you know, they may momentarily take pride in that, take pleasure in that, but it is they who in the end suffer themselves. Now, in regards to the topic, and in particular the martyrdom of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, now the rule of Sharia is, the scholars have said, anybody who martyrs a prophet is a disbeliever. He is out of the fold of Islam. The fuqaha, the jurists, have said that anybody who rejects the khilafah of Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he's a disbeliever. This is the viewpoint of the fuqaha. Now, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, yes, we know he is not a prophet of Allah. We know that he is not from the Khulafai Arba'a. He is not Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq or Sayyidina Umar. But our belief is after the Ashara Mubashara, those 10 individuals who are blessed with paradise, the glad tidings of paradise in this world, the most afdal, the superior of Allah's creation after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after Rusul Malaika, after Ashra Mubashara, are Hasnain Kareemain radiallahu anhuma. So these blessed individuals, what do you think will be the outcome for the one who oppresses them and takes their life? And remember, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu is that individual who, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would walk by the blessed house of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and he would hear the crying of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, he would address his noble daughter and say, "Ya, do you not know that his crying, this harms me, this pains me?" Just the crying of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala in his childhood as a baby. Then what do you think the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt in the battle, when the battle of Karbala took place? On the 10th of Muharram, when the oppressors brutally, mercilessly martyred Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, imagine what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt at that moment. But as Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi says, and he says so beautifully, that there is an ayah of the Quran Pak, which is an arrow in the heart of every oppressor. And that very same ayah is a balsam. Balsam is used to make someone recover from a wound. When he has a wound, this medicine is given. Imam Shafi'i says, this is balsamun ala qalbil madloom. This is a balsam, a medicine for the cure of the heart of the oppressed person, the wound he has on his heart. And they said, mahiya, what is that ayah of the Quran? And Imam Shafi'i said, wa ma kana rabbuka nasiya, and your Lord does not forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his knowledge is complete. His knowledge is perfect. It doesn't accept increase or decrease. We forget, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget. So the oppressors, as we will hear, nobody can get away with oppression. Because inna batsha rabbika la shadid. That indeed the seizing of your Lord, when he seizes, is very severe. Now some people may think, so-and-so is an oppressor, so-and-so is a wrongdoer, he's getting away with it. But no. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him respite, giving him time to come back to him. But if that oppressor doesn't turn to Allah, then in the end there is only devastation for him.
माशाल्लाह, बहुत अच्छे तरीके से एक्सप्लेन किया. और जब अल्लाह की पकड़ आती है ना तो बड़ी शदीद होती है, बड़ी सख्त होती है. जालिम बातिल जो होता है ना, वो हक को मिटाने की पूरी कोशिश करता है, लेकिन वो हक का कुछ बिगाड़ नहीं सकता है और ना ही उसके हक का एक झोंका भी बर्दाश्त कर सकता है. फिरौन कितना बड़ा जालिम था, मूसा अलैहिस्सलाम को मारने के लिए हजारों बच्चों को उसने जो है ना वो ज़िबा करवा दिया था, लेकिन अल्लाह की कुदरत देखें, उसी के घर में जो है उसकी परवरिश. इसी तरह यजीद ने इमाम हुसैन रदी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु और हत्ता के 6 माह के अली असगर को भी नहीं छोड़ा. 22,000 का लश्कर भेजा, लेकिन आज ना यजीद की औलाद का पता ना उसके निशान का पता, लेकिन इमाम हुसैन रदी अल्लाह तआला की औलाद पूरी दुनिया के अंदर आपको नजर आ रही है. तो ये होता है कि हक जो होता है ना वो हक ही होता है. ना शिमर का वो सितम रहा, ना यजीद की वो जफा रही, जो रहा तो नाम हुसैन का जिसे जिंदा रखती है करबला. माशाल्लाह हमारे साथ मुनीब भाई भी हैं. मुनीब भाई, आज बात हो रही है जुल्म और तारीखी इंसानी में ना बड़े बड़े वाकियात हुए, यकीन करें बड़ी फतवात हुई हैं, बड़े जुल्म हुए हैं, बड़े वाकियात हैं, मगर किसी भी जुल्म के वाक्य को इस तरह याद नहीं रखा जाता जिस तरह करबला के वाक्य को याद रखा जाता है. और वाकई ये बहुत बड़ा जुल्म, लेकिन इनके साथ जो अंजाम हुआ ना वो भी दुनिया ने देखा और वो रहती दुनिया तक इबरत है कि जो जुल्म करते हैं और जो जुल्म के बानी होते हैं.
जी सर, सब फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल दिस टॉपिक इटसेल्फ इज अ वेरी यूनिक टॉपिक एज अ लॉट ऑफ क्वेश्चंस गेट आस्क्ड दैट ओके करबला हैपेंड बट एवरी एज हाफिज साहब मेंशन एज वेल दैट हूएवर ऑप्रेसेस दे विल गेट डेल्ट विद. सो व्हाट वाज द रिजल्ट, व्हाट वाज द पनिशमेंट फॉर दीज ऑप्रेसेस. बट फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई टच ऑन इज अबाउट यजीद हिमसेल्फ, that how was Yazid himself, and it's mentioned that he was very fat, very big and very hairy. He used to smell, and often you see this these attributes, I would say, for him, that these are found in oppressors, that they're big, you know, they earn a lot, they have wealth. He was smelly, he was a fasik, fajir, he was an alcoholic, and he used to oppress other individuals. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that they mentioned that first one to change my sunnah will be a man, will be a person from Banu Umayyah, and he will be called Yazid. So a person who will change the sunnah, and in a narration we heard as well that the one who loves me, loves my sunnah, loves me, yes, and will be in paradise. So the one who changes the sunnah, Allah, Allah, will not be in paradise with the Prophet Ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
बात यजीद से ही शुरू कर दी है तो बात होनी भी यहीं से चाहिए कि फिर जुल्म क्या था. यजीद जुल्म का बानी था, और कौन सा जुल्म? यानी आप गौर करें कि मदीने पाक यहाँ पे की हवाओं पे भी अदब को बताया गया, जहाँ ऊंची आवाज से भी मना किया गया है, जहाँ पर सैयदुल मलाइका भी अपने परों को जो है ना उस समेट कर आका अलैहिस्सलाम की बारगाह से हाजिर होते हैं, जहां 70,000 सुबह आते हैं, 70,000 शाम आते हैं, वो मस्जिद नबी जहां पर एक नमाज पढ़ो 50,000 नमाजों का सवाब मिलता है, लेकिन जिस यजीद पलीत ने मस्जिद नबी की, मदीने शरीफ की बेहुरमती की, 3 दिन तक जो है मस्जिद नबी में ना अजान हुई ना नमाज हुई, यानी कि अब बंद थी पब्लिक के लिए, कोई नहीं आ सकता था. वो अजान कौन सी होती थी वो भी आपको बताएंगे कहां से आवाज आती थी, लेकिन इसने बंद कराने वाले का नाम जो था वो यजीद था. मस्जिद नबी शरीफ जहां पर रियाजुल जन्ना भी है, जन्नत की क्यारियां भी हैं, वहां पर घोड़े और गधे बांधे गए जो गंदगी करते थे, उसका नाम है यजीद. और इसी तरह हजारों के करीब ऐसी इज्जत माफ खवातीन पर्दे वाली, 3 दिन तक उसने अपनी फौज के लिए मदीनतुल मुनव्वरा को अपनी फौज के लिए माशाल्लाह हलाल कर दिया था, जो चाहे जो करना है करो. इस कदर गंदगी, इस कदर गलासत मचाने वाले का नाम जो था वो यजीद था. अच्छा, एक बात यहां पे नहीं खत्म हुई है, मक्के में भी इसने क्या किया इंशाल्लाह मजीद हमारे मुबल्लिगीन से सुनते हैं कि जुल्म, मतलब वो कौन सा जुल्म है जो इसने नहीं किया था, इस कदर इसने जो है वहां पर खबासत की थी, इसका नाम है यजीद. मक्के में इसने क्या किया, आइए वो भी सुनते हैं.
جی سید صاحب, دا واقعہ دیٹ یو ریفرنس واز دا واقعہ آف ہرا, آئی بلیو اٹس کالڈ ہرا, ویئر ہی مارٹرڈ مینی پیپل. ہی ڈیڈنٹ الاؤ نماز ٹو بی پرفارمڈ ان مسجد نبوی علی صاحبہ الصلاۃ والسلام, اینڈ ہی کلڈ ا لاٹ آف اسکالرز, ا لاٹ آف صحابہ, ا لاٹ آف تابعین ایز یو مینشنڈ. But when we read these waqiyat, we think that sometimes an oppressor, he reaches a stage where he realizes his mistakes, that Allah gives him tawfiq, but the sin committed in Karbala, it seems as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, that that tawfiq was completely taken away. Because afterwards there was no sign of remorse, no sign of change, continued doing what he was doing. In fact, Yazid felt that now Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu is out of the picture, you know, in his mind, that Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu is no longer amongst us, I can do what I like. So he moved on to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and there as well, ma'azallah, the blessed Kaaba al-Musharrafah. You know, every believer looks at the Kaaba and at times tears come to your eyes. You just want one glimpse of it. You want to go there no matter what. And ever more so in these difficult times as well right now. And he had stones and all sorts hurled at the blessed Kaaba, catapulted against the Kaaba. The blessed gilaf, the kiswa of the Kaaba was set alight.
Allah.
It's mentioned that for Tabarruk, the horns of that very ram that came down at the time of the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, even that was burnt as well. So much damage he did. And ma'adallah, they never looked back. They never looked back. But Sayyid Sahib, one thing to note here is that one thing is after an event taking place, people suffering the consequences. But in relation to the Yazidis, those who followed Yazid, in relation to them, even in the Battle of Karbala, such events took place that should have been a wake-up call for them. For example, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and the people with him, they dug a trench and they lit a fire there, and the reason for that was to protect the tents, as they had a lot of blessed women of the household with them as well. When an individual, a Yazidi named Malik, when he saw this fire, ma'adallah, he said to Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, you have lit the fire in this world before the fire of the next world.
Allah.
And how dare he say something like this to the great Imam? And Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu replied and said, do you think I will go to the fire of hell? How can you even think this? And obviously he was very angry at this statement. So Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and raised his blessed hands. This mustajab al-da'wat. He raised his blessed hands and said, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give him punishment of the fire before the next world as well.
Allah.
So what happened? The dua was accepted immediately, almost immediately. This person was on his horse. Before that, a devotee of Imam Hussein said, can I strike an arrow at him? And Imam Hussein said, no, we are not going to initiate any attack, because they weren't there for war. Who goes to war with 72 people from his household? And Imam Hussein said, no. He made this dua. This individual, this wretched individual, Malik, was on his horse. It's mentioned that his horse, all of a sudden, you know, started to shake frighteningly. And it started to move about until this individual fell off his horse, but his feet were stuck in the stirrup. And then this horse started to gallop everywhere until eventually it threw this very same person. A few moments ago, he is taunting Ma'azallah Imam Hussein and saying that you have lit the fire before the fire of the next world. That horse went and threw this wretched individual into that very same fire. Meaning the consequences of their enmity towards Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, they were evident and they were displayed even in the battle of Karbala, the battlefield of Karbala. This should have been a wake-up call for them. But they say the people whose hearts are sealed, you can show them thousands of signs, they will never turn back. And these people, truly their hearts were sealed. They saw one of their own filthy individual being thrown into the fire. It still did not wake them up. And this is what happened to many others after them as well.
Allah Allah. Ji Munib bhai, baat ho rahi hai Karbala ke waqiat ki aur kis tarike se jo hua. To hum Yazid ke upar bhi baat kar rahe hain aur bhi bahut sare waqiat hain isme jo hue, aur aap kya mazid farmana chahte
hain? Jisse sir, you know, this oppression that happened during the time of Karbala, houses were robbed in Makkah and Medina Sharif and all that. But Sayyid Sahib, there is one thing that if a person does something to our family members, and me or yourself or anyone else, we say, I will deal with you afterwards, or I declare war upon you, or you have declared war upon me and I will declare war upon you. This is one thing. A scholar saying it is another thing. A mufti saying it, this is another thing. A sahabi saying this is another thing. But Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam saying this, this is beyond imagination.
Allah.
The person who Rasulullah declares war upon, how will that person enter paradise? How will that person even have a good ending? We believe, alhamdulillah, as the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the knower of the unseen. He has ilmul ghaib. So they knew regarding the incident which will happen about Karbala. So what they did was gather Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hassanain Karimain. And they said a sentence which I would like to say as well. Mentioned that whoever does sula, whoever reconciles with you, I will reconcile with him. And whoever declares war upon you, I will declare war upon you. So Yazid al-La'in, who declared war upon Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasulullah has mentioned that whoever declares war upon them, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will declare war upon them. This is why in the 72 individuals, they seen the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and all this waqia that happened, and they met their doom as well. Now, this is why I like to mention as well, an oppressor having declaring war upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the death of Yazid is a less big lesson for everyone as well. The lover of Yazid killing Yazid itself, and everyone, even when I was preparing for this, I was looking through books and I read through the Anjam, the consequences of these oppressions that they did, especially the Karbala. One is general that happens these days as well. I started to worry.
Allah.
That could it, like, I wasn't there in Karbala, but like, because of me, am I oppressing someone? Could, because of me, is my neighbor oppressed? Or because of me, is someone, another Muslim oppressed? Like all these azab that you hear about, the narrations, that the dua of an oppressed is accepted.
Yes.
If you have oppressed someone and that individual does a dua against you, then what will happen? So when I was reading this, you know, I was really like, you could say that the hair came on stand. My hair understanding, and all these narrations which I mentioned, especially when Zayd bin Ibn Ziyad and everything as well, inshallah, I would love to mention them as well. But just for this time at the moment, that oppressed have nothing to do in this world.
Allah, ye yaad rakhe, zulm hai na, uska anjaam hota zarur hai. Aur anjaam bada bura hota. Ye jitne bhi the, waqai Karbala mein ye jitne bhi shamil the, zalim, inka anjaam, matlab kutton se bhi bura hua. Laashe bigad gayi, sad gayi, jal gayi, kodi ho gaye, yani aisi ho gayi ki aisi badbu chhodne lagi ki apne rishtedar bhi dafnane ke liye nahi aa rahe the. ایسا ان کے ساتھ انجام ہوا. حضرت عامر بن سعد رضی اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں حضرت امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کی شہادت کے بعد میں نے خواب میں آقا علیہ السلام کو دیکھا, آپ نے فرمایا اے عامر میرے صحابی برا بن عازب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کے پاس جا کر میرا سلام کے اور خبر دے کہ جنہوں نے میرے بیٹے حسین کو قتل کیا ہے وہ دوزخی ہے. بس میں نے برا بن عازب کی خدمت میں حاضر ہو کر یہ خواب بیان کیا, انہوں نے سن کر فرمایا اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سچ فرمایا ہے, سچ فرمایا ہے, سچ فرمایا ہے. یقین کریں ظلم کا انجام جو ہے نا وہ اچھا نہیں. اگر آپ کے ساتھ ظلم ہوا ہے کہ آپ زیادتی مت کر بیٹھیے گا. اللہ جب بدلہ لیتا ہے نا تو پھر کوئی بچ نہیں سکتا ہے. یا آپ بدلہ نہیں لے سکتے نا, نہیں مطلب میں تو یہی کہوں گا, ایک تو معافی ہمیں اسلام نے بتایا, لیکن یہاں ظلم کی بات ہو رہی ہے. جو ظلم کرتا ہے نا اس کو غور کرنا چاہیے میں کیا کر رہا ہوں. رب کی پکڑ بڑی سخت ہے, اس سے بچ جائیں گے, اس سے بچ جائیں گے منصب کی وجہ سے, عہدے کی وجہ سے, رب سے نہیں بچ سکتے. اس لیے ہمیں کوشش کرنی چاہیے کہ ہم ظلم نہ کریں, ورنہ ظلم کا انجام بہت برا ہوتا ہے. بہرحال یہ الگ الگ طریقے سے مرے, وہ بھی انشاءاللہ واقعات ہم سنیں گے کہ وہ بوڑھا تھا تو کہتا ہے میں بھی تھا. وہ بات ہو رہی تھی کہ جو جو امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے قتل میں شامل تھے ان سب کا انجام بڑا برا. ایک بوڑھا بیٹھا کہتا میرے ساتھ تو کچھ ہوا ہی نہیں ہے, میں بھی شامل تھا. اتنے میں وہ اٹھتا ہے آگ بجھانے کے لیے, اس کو آگ لگ جاتی ہے اور زور زور سے پکارتا آگ, مگر کوئی نہیں سنتا, حتیٰ کہ وہ جل کر مر جاتا ہے. یعنی اس کے سامنے چیزیں آ رہی ہوتی ہیں لیکن لوگ جو ہے اس سے عبرت نہیں لے رہے ہوتے ہیں. ہمیں ڈرنا چاہیے اور ہمیں ظلم سے خود بھی بچنا چاہیے اور لوگوں کو بھی بچانے کی کوشش کرنی چاہیے. اسی طرح ایک اور بھی واقعہ ملتا ہے امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, ایک قاتل سنان بن انس نخی, اس کے بارے میں ہے کہ لوگوں کے درمیان کھڑا اور کہنے لگا کہ میں ہوں جس نے امام حسین رضی اللہ عنہ کو قتل کیا. یہ کہہ کر وہ گھر ہی گیا ہے, گھر گیا اس کی زبان بند ہو گئی.
اللہ.
لکھا ہے کہ نہ صرف زبان بند ہوئی بلکہ عقل جاتی رہی. پیشاب کرتا تھا، گندگی کرتا تھا، وہیں بیٹھ کر وہی کھاتا تھا، اسی حالت میں مر گیا. یعنی ایسے ایسے واقعات ہیں، جو جو بھی ادھر شامل تھا نا ان کا، ان کا اتنا گندا انجام ہوا ہے، اتنا یعنی وہ کہتے ہیں نا کہ وہ ان کو گندگی جگہ پر بھی ان کی جو ہے وہ قبریں نہیں ہیں بن سکی، ایسا ان کا انجام ہوا ہے.
جی شاہ صاحب، ان ریلیشن ٹو دس، دیز ا حدیث پاک اف دی پروفیٹ علیہ السلام دیٹ ہو ایور انوویٹس ا گڈ پریکٹس ان اسلام then he gets the reward for it. All those who act upon it, they get the reward as well. Now how can we link this here that in the battle of Karbala today when we hear about this waqia, our hearts cry, our eyes shed tears as well. Why? Because we wish we were there to help or just to be on the side of the great Imam radiallahu ta'ala. But yet unfortunately today even there exist some people who when asked about this situation they say, oh, who are we to say anything?
Allah.
That Imam Hussein, he is our prince, and they say the same kalimat about Yazid as well.
Astaghfirullah.
Astaghfirullah. And the scholars have said that it is permissible to use the word Allah, Hazrat Ali Rahmah says, palid for Yazid, meaning a filthy, wretched individual, and it's impermissible to use the word Rahmatullahi alayhi for him. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala, when he heard somebody use that, he ordered that he be whipped, lashed 20 times.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever, the hadith about it, whoever innovates a bad practice in Islam, then he has the sin of that and all those who act upon it as well. Today we have to ask ourselves, who are we, whose side are we on?
Allah.
Meaning do we, when reading this waqia, when hearing about this waqia, do our hearts cry because the grandson of the Prophet ﷺ was mercilessly martyred? Or do we say other comments like people do? So this is something today as well that if you do not have the right aqeedah about this waqia, you will suffer as well. So this is a type of zulm as well. And as you mentioned, that anybody who was there, anybody who was on the opposing army, they suffered. Even on the battlefield, we haven't even, you mentioned a few accounts, we haven't got to the what happened to Ibn Ziyad and the other, the main people, the culprits. But even in the battlefield, another waqia, that a person, he addressed Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and said, I do not even accept that you're from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're not the grandson. Now today, if you say that to an ordinary person, that you're not your father's son, you're not your grandfather's, you know, grandson, he will put up a fight. How dare you say something like that? And here, the direct grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this wretched individual is saying to Imam Hussein that you are not the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu could not accept that at all. And he raised his hands again and said, Ya Allah, punish this rude individual. And everybody saw that. Those who witnessed this, they saw that this individual, he got off his horse because there was a need to defecate. And as he was doing so, a scorpion came and stung him.
Oh.
And as a result of that, he, it's mentioned in a very bad way, in a very, Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, he left this world. He died and went to the hellfire. So people there on the battlefield, they saw this individual. They saw what happened to him. But because their hearts were sealed, you know, I think, Shah Sahib, when I read these waqiyat, that these people must have been stone-hearted. That even after seeing these events right in front of their eyes, they just took it casually, as if it's an ordinary thing, and they still felt that they were on haq. Even though the ulama have said zulm, the definition of zulm is to move from the haq to batil, and to be unjust. And they were being unjust to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his grandson, yet they did not realize at all. And this is the outcome for those people. Today we have to think in our lives, are we oppressing others? Are we unjust with others? If we are, then we have to mend our ways. Otherwise, we could also face the same.
جی اس وقت بھی بہت سارے واقعات ہوئے تھے اور پانی والا بھی کہ میں پانی نہیں پے جو ہے وہ پینے دوں گا اور پتہ نہیں کیا انشاءاللہ وہ بھی ابھی ہمارے مبلغ بیان کریں گے کہ میں یہ کہوں گا کہ ان سے بھی سیکھیں انجام کیا ہوتا ہے اور اس وقت بھی اگر ظلم ہو رہا ہے آپ ظلم نہ کریں اس وقت بھی مسلمان مسلمان کو مارتا ہے اس وقت بھی بات بات میں جو ہے وہ چھڑیاں نکل آتی ہیں ایک دوسرے کو قتل کر دیتے ہیں پورے پورے خاندان جو ہے پتہ چلا آٹھ آٹھ دس دس جو ہے نا وہ ایک گھر سے لاشیں نکلی ہیں خاندانی دشمنی کی بنا اس کو کیا اس کو یہ کیا ہے آپ کی دنیا بھی برباد ہے آپ کی آخرت بھی برباد ہے کس لیے کر رہے ہیں کیوں ظلم کرتے ہیں کیوں کسی کی جان لے رہے ہیں کیوں کسی کے ساتھ کر رہے ہیں اگر کوئی چیز ہو گئی رب جانتا ہے, اللہ جانتا ہے, ظلم نہ کریں کسی کے ساتھ. انشاءاللہ آپ دیکھیں گے کہ اللہ عز و جل آپ کے لیے راستے آسان کر دے گا. آپ لوگوں کے لیے آسانیاں دیں, اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کے لیے آسانیاں پیدا کرے گا. آپ لوگوں کے لیے جو ہے وہ مشکلات کھڑی نہ کریں, اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کے لیے جو ہے راستے جو ہے نا کھول دے گا, مشکلات آپ کے لیے بھی نہیں کھڑی ہوں گی. لیکن ظلم کرنا اور خاص اقتدار کے لیے ان چیزوں کے لیے یہ کوئی اچھی چیز نہیں ہے.
Sir, we were talking about the end of evil oppressors, how their anjam is, how their dreadful consequences are ending. The most wretched individual and the brutal criminal was the governor of Kufa, Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. And it was he who troubled the family, the Ahlul Bayt, the most after Yazid.
Allah.
And how his dreadful ending came, say, sir, he went with 30,000 soldiers into a battle. And Mukhtar, he sent Ibrahim, etc., some soldiers to fight. And after they won the battle, they bought his head in the court of Ibrahim. Then what happened? They placed his head in the sahan. What happened is then people start to saying, "Agya, agya, it has come, it has come."
Allah, Allah.
Now this individual is narrating this. He goes trying to see what has come. So he goes, he looks, and a snake is coming. There are many heads of Yazidis, many heads, with snakes slithering past each head and went to Ibn Ziyad.
Allah.
And he says that it went up his nostrils, up his nostrils, the snake. It stayed there for some time, then it came back out and he went, and it went missing. It ojal ho gaya, it means that you don't know where he went. Then after some time, again someone said, "Agya, agya, it has come, it has come." They said this happened 2 or 3 times. And this was a dreadful end of that such individual who was troublesome, not to the Ahlul Bayt only, but to normal individuals as well. That indeed, the end of an oppressor is bad as well. So this was the end of Ibn Ziyad.
Ibn Saad reh ki hakumat to kya mili, zulm o jafa ki jald hi tujhko saza mili. Ae shimr nabkar shaheedon ke khoon ki, kaisi saza tujhe abhi ae na saza mili. Ae tishnagan e khoon e jawanan e ahle bait, dekha ke tumko zulm ki kaisi saza mili. کتوں کی طرح لاشیں تمہارے سڑا کیے, گھورے پہ بھی نہ گور کو تمہاری جا ملی. یہ گندگی پہ بھی تمہاری جو قبر ہے نا اس کو جگہ نہیں ملی. رسوائے خلق ہو گئے, برباد ہو گئے, مردود تم کو ذلت ہر دو سرا ملی. تم نے اجاڑا حضرت زہرا کا بوستاں, تم خود اجڑ گئے, تمہیں یہ بد دعا ملی. دنیا پرست و دین سے منہ موڑ کر تمہیں دنیا ملی, نہ عیش و طرب کی ہوا ملی. آخر دکھایا رنگ شہیدوں کے خون نے, سر کٹ گئے امانہ تمہیں ایک ذرا ملی. پائی ہے کیا نعیم انہوں نے ابھی سزا, دیکھیں گے وہ جہیم میں جس دم سزا ملی. ابھی تو کچھ بھی نہیں ملا, ان کو خود نہیں پتا تھا. 10 محرم ہوگی, ٹھیک ہے, 10 محرم ہوگی 6 سال کے بعد ہی, 6 سال کے بعد ہی سیم پلیس نہر فرات کے کنارے ان کے لاشیں گھوڑوں سے روندے گئے, ان کے سر الگ کیے گئے, ان کے ہاتھ پاؤں کاٹے گئے. انہوں نے جو کیا تھا اس سے بدتر ان کے ساتھ ہوا, بالکل سیم جگہ پہ, سیم مقام پہ. یہ ہوتا ہے جو ظلم کرتا ہے نا, اس کا انجام یہ ہوتا ہے. انہوں نے سوچا تھا کہ ہم تو جیت گئے, اب کچھ نہیں ہوگا. زیادہ عرصے نہیں, 3 سال 6 مہینے میں تو یہ یزید پلید جو ہے وہ ہو گیا تھا. اور اس کا بھی بتائیں گے ہمارے کہ کیا ہوا تھا. اس کی ایسی بدبو چھوڑتی لاش کہ کوئی ہاتھ لگانے کو تیار نہیں تھا, اتنی بدبو چھوڑتی ہوئی لاش تھی اس کی. اور یہ جو باقی تھے بہت سارے, ان کے ساتھ جو ان کے کیا گیا نا لاشیں, ان کے لاشوں پہ گھوڑے دوڑائے گئے, جسم کاٹ دیے گئے, ان کے چہرے کالے ہو گئے. ایک وہ تھا خبیث کہ جس نے ایک سپاہی جو تھا ان کا, امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کے سر انور کو اپنے گھوڑے کے ساتھ باندھا اور لے کر چلا تھا. اور وہ بڑا رنگ اس کا سفید تھا, بڑا گورا رنگ تھا, ارے وہ مشہور تھا. وہ کچھ دنوں کے بعد کالا کوئلے کی طرح اس کا چہرہ ہو گیا, رنگ ہو گیا. لوگ پوچھنے لگے کیا ہوا ہے, تو پتا, کہنے لگا کہ رات کو دو لوگ آتے ہیں اور مجھے پکڑ کر لے کے جاتے ہیں, جہاں آگ لگتی وہاں میرے چہرے کو ڈالتے ہیں. یہ جو میرا کالا کوئلے کی طرح ہو گیا نا, یہ مجھے اس کی اذیت مل رہی. یہ انجام ہوتا ہے. اور پھر بھی لوگ عبرت نہیں سیکھتے. پھر بھی وہ آفیس صاحب نے کہا نا کہ سامنے بات ہو رہی تھی, سامنے ایسے واقعات ہوئے, لیکن پھر وہ جب دل پر دنیا کی محبت آ جاتی ہے نا, تخت تاج پیسہ, تو یہ ساری چیزیں نظر نہیں آتی ہیں.
صحیح صاحب, وہ کہنی صحیح, These people were the worst of their time. And another individual, Khawli bin Yazid. It's mentioned regarding him in Sadr al-Afadil, Murana Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi's book, that it was this wretched, unfortunate individual who severed the head of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. He removed the blessed head. As we know, in the state of Sajda, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu's blessed head was removed. Later on, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can never understand as weak human beings. Every action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filled with wisdom. And if you look throughout history, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses oppressors, evildoers, to take revenge against oppressors. And this is what happened here. An individual known as Mukhtar Thaqafi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this task to him. Later on, he himself announced that he was a prophet, ma'azallah. So he wasn't a Muslim, he announced prophethood, ma'azallah. But at that time when he became governor, and he was told that this individual was the one who removed the head of Imam Hussein, he said, summon him, bring him. So he sent an army. These people were trying to hide anywhere and everywhere. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed something, then you can never hide. So they were summoned, the people. Khawli bin Yazid was brought to Mukhtar Thaqafi. And what happened? Mukhtar Thaqafi ordered for his hands and feet to be severed.
Allah.
After that, he was crucified. And it's mentioned he died a very slow and painful death. Eventually, he was thrown into the fire of hell. So each one of these individuals, whether it was Shimr, whether it was Ibn Ziyad, if it was Khawli bin Yazid, they all met a very dreadful end. And this is something that is an ibrah, a big lesson for all those people today as well. Like Imam Shafi said, I mentioned the qawl in the beginning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget. If you do something, you do not repent for it. If you do dhulm, Anas Shah Sahib said that Islamically speaking, even the dua of an oppressed disbeliever, non-Muslim, is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because oppression is not mahmood, it's not preferred at all in our religion of Islam, let alone doing oppression towards the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this waqia, where we learn about the steadfastness of Imam Hussein, where we learn about the excellence of the family of the Prophet alayhi salam, we also very greatly learn that oppression is a no-no. However much possible, a person should not do no oppression in his life, whether it's against humankind, whether it's against animals. Yes, Islam is that religion that says that even if you oppress animals, you're sinful. In fact, that's worse. That's worse, because he can't reply. An individual can reply. An individual can go to someone of authority and say, look, so-and-so is oppressing me. And an animal can't do anything. And it's mentioned that on the Day of Judgment, if an animal even oppressed another animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also take that matter into account and show justice as well. But here, these wretched individuals, they were accursed, and one by one, they were all destroyed.
Aye, clip lete, inshallah.
Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann inna ba'dha adh-dhanni ithm. O believers, avoid too many suspicions. Indeed, some suspicions become sin. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that in this blessed ayah of the Holy Quran, the order given regarding refraining from assumption is due to the fact that assumption is the cause of blaming one another. It could lead to many bad actions to appear. And he further writes, it exposes hidden enemy. When a person would be aware of these consequences, then he will avoid in believing his assumption about other person's fault in order to accuse him. Because sometimes action seems bad apparently, but in reality the action is not bad. Because there is a possibility that person is doing it by mistake, or the person looking, he is on mistake. Therefore, we have been ordered to refrain from excessive assumptions and bad assumptions. Respected Shaykh Allama Abdullah bin Umar Bayzadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, in this verse the phrase excessive assumptions is left unclear, so that Muslims get cautious from all assumptions. And also, he should ponder to the extent that he finds out the type of his assumption. Because some assumptions are wajib, necessary, some are haram, forbidden, and some are mubah. This disease of bad assumptions is very much common in our society. I believe good assumptions, the pious people of Allah have got this quality. Otherwise, in this world, vast majority of the people are indulged in this disease of bad assumptions. Sheikh Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi says that assumptions are of two types. The first that comes in your heart, and you also say it from your tongue. If it is bad assumption regarding Muslim, then it is a sin. And the second that comes in your heart, but you don't say it from your tongue. Although this is not a sin, but one should clear his heart from this also. Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqah, Hazrat Allama Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says that, indeed, it is bad to have bad assumption about a Muslim. Unless or until it is proven to be true through a valid reasoning, there should be a valid ground or reason or an apparent fact in order to have an assumption for someone. For example, if someone is seen going to the factory of alcohol, someone sees and assumes him as an alcoholic, then it's not the fault of the person who is assuming this, rather it's fault of other person. Because Islamic law orders us to stop from going to such places. Those places which could become a cause for others to accuse us. People could blame us for going to such places. Hence, in conclusion, bad assumption is a very important and crucial topic. We have not only been prohibited to avoid bad assumptions, but we have also been instructed to avoid those actions which lead towards bad assumptions. Some people have habit, I don't care, I don't bother, it's my life, I've got my own style, my own way. Oh, it doesn't work like this. We live in a society, we live amongst humans. Allah and His beloved Prophet, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned some boundaries. We have to live within those boundaries, neither have bad assumptions about others, nor let others to have bad assumptions about you. Refrain from those acts which cause others to raise fingers. Some say, why people talk about me? It could be a result of their own actions. By the way, we all need to protect ourselves from bad assumptions.
Bad assumption ke hawale se baatcheet ho rahi thi. Aur nigrani shura bayan kar rahe the. Allah hame isse mahfooz farmaye.
One other account that springs to mind of how one of the wretched individuals met his end. Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, as we know, him and his family, they were deprived of drinking water from the river, the Euphrates River, for 3 days approximately. But in reality, our aqeedah is that if the great Imam wanted to, that water would have come to him. Because everything in creation is there to serve the Prophet ﷺ. And of course, those who are from his household, they have a special maqam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi here mentions a very beautiful couplet. He says, Dastagire har du alam kar diya sibtain ko. Ae mein qurban jaane jaana, angusht kya li haath mein. Meaning this is the Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu is a helper of creation. But those wretched individuals didn't realize who are they at war with, who are they having enmity towards. This will destroy them. And Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala on the battlefield, one of the wretched Yazidis said to him that you have been deprived from water and you will, ma'azallah, die in this state thirsty. And Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu raised his blessed hands and said, Allahumma amithu akshanan. Oh Allah, make this individual die in a state of thirst. And this happened, he was mustajab al-da'wah. It's mentioned that no sooner did the great Imam lower his hands, that this individual, his horse began to gallop everywhere, run away. So he ran after it here, then everywhere. In the end, he was very, very thirsty. Water was accessible to him. He was mocking Imam Hussein ma'azallah that water, you can't access water. He had access to water himself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow him to benefit that from that water that was with him. He tried to drink it. He couldn't drink it. And as the great Imam performed dua, that Ya Allah, make him die in a state of thirst. This person saying, al-atash, al-atash, thirst, thirst. He died in this very state. again showing today that if we also oppress others, mock others, taunt others, then we will be on the receiving end. And zulm is something that it can never have a good outcome, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like zulm. The Sharia does not like zulm. And here the lesson of Karbala is that oppression, no matter for how long you do it, in the end you will succumb, you will have to face the consequences of that. And this individual, as mentioned, died in a state of severe thirst.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Ji, aap kya message dena chahte hain, kaun sa waqia batana chahte hain?
Sir, in regards to one of the events of the death of Yazid, it is mentioned that a Romanian girl, she didn't love him. And so she went to a certain area, a desolate area, and she said regarding Yazid that he was a shameless individual who was disloyal and unfaithful to the Prophet ﷺ's grandson, who was unfaithful to them, could never be faithful to me. So therefore, after she said that, she repeatedly stabbed Yazid with a dagger. And after for so many days, vultures and all these crows, they feasted on the dead body. And last thing I would like to mention as a message, that in regards to Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Hussein mera, Hussein tera, Hussein inka, Hussein unka, Hussein sabka, Hussein rabka, wo khushkiyon ka, samandaron ka, wo sufiyon ka, kalandaron ka, Hussein garna, shaheed hota, to aaj gar gar yazeed hota, nabi ki sunnat ayaan na hoti, khuda ke gar mein azaan na hoti, na yazeed ki wo jafa rahi, na shimr ka wo sitam raha, jo raha to naam Hussein ka, jise zinda karakti hai Karbala. And at the end, sare Hussein mila yazeed ko, sare Hussein mila yazeed ko, lekin shikast ye hai, phir bhi jhuka hua na.
کیا بات ہے. آج کا جو وظیفہ تھا میں کوئکلی آپ کو بتا دیتا ہوں. کافی بخار کی کمپلین کر رہے ہوتے ہیں, اسپریچول ٹریٹمنٹ آف فیور انشاءاللہ. ون سفرنگ فرام فیور شوڈ ڈیسائڈ بسم اللہ الکبیر, بسم اللہ الکبیر, بسم اللہ الکبیر ان ابنڈنس, انشاءاللہ بخار جو ہے وہ چلا جائے گا. تو یہ ایک وظیفہ ہے بخار اتارنے کا. انشاءاللہ عز و جل اللہ تعالی ہم سب کو عافیت میں رکھے, پریشانیاں مشکلات دور ہو. مدنی چینل دیکھتے رہیے. میں آخر میں غرض کر دوں, ایک تو انہوں نے مینشن کیا کہ ایک رومن لڑکی کے اس میں جو ہے وہ مبتلا ہو گیا تھا, اور ایک اور جو ہے جس کے ذریعے وہ مرا, یعنی کہ وہ میں نے کہا نا کتے کی طرح مرا یہ یزید جو ہے, اور یہ ایک ایسی بیماری میں مبتلا ہو گیا تھا کہ پیٹ کے درد اور آنتوں کے اندر, یعنی ایسا تھا کہ اس کے اندر کیڑے پڑ گئے تھے, کیڑے پڑ گئے تھے. پانی اگر اندر جاتا تھا تو یہ تڑپتا تھا, یعنی کہ سوئیوں کی طرح چپتا تھا, اور پانی نہیں پیتا تھا تو بھی تڑپتا تھا اسی بیماری کے اندر. یعنی کیڑے پڑ گئے, اس کا انجام دیکھیں کیسا ہوا, کیڑے پڑ گئے اور اسی طرح یعنی خنزیر کی طرح چیختا تھا اور تڑپتا رہتا تھا, بالآخر اسی درد میں ایسا مرا کہ اتنی بدبو تھی کہ بڑی جان چھڑانا مشکل تھا, قریب جانا مشکل تھا, جیسے تیسے کر کے اس کو سپرد خار کیا گیا. یہ ہوتا ہے ظلم کا انجام. آپ بھی کوشش کریں ایسوں کے ساتھ نہ رہیں جو ظالم ہیں, جو ظلم کرتے ہیں. اللہ تعالی ہمیں امام حسین کی سچی محبت عطا فرمائے. آمین. بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل.
Knowledge is the way to Jannah, the path of